tougher penalties for drivers and the removal of tariffs on new, safer cars. They're just some of the ideas being floated to help bring down Australia's road toll. More than 1,200 people were killed last year. Speeding, drugs and alcohol, fatigue and distraction were the major causes. Joining me now to discuss this is the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, Barnaby Joyce. He's on the line from Queensland, where he'll attend the state funeral of Lady Flo Biocchi-Peterson. Deputy Prime Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Well, thank you. The Australian Medical Association reckons if you're a learner driver or you're on your P plates and you're caught using a mobile phone, you should lose your licence for up to a year. What do you think of that idea?
Well, Kim, I've just spent the last week going up the inland and then starting from Cairns, north of Cairns, and driving down the Bruce Highway and talking to people along the way about road safety and road conditions. And I remember one gentleman at Childers, as we went through, Mr. Greaves, who's a truck driver, Trevor Greaves, was talking to me. I said, well, what do you see as one of the major issues? And he said, well, from where he is in the cabin, he can look down and he said, I can see so many people on their texting on their phones. And he said, it's a major cause of accidents. And we're seeing that more and more and more.
So do you think this idea of taking licences away for a year might help?
Well, look, I'm not going to start sort of proclaiming what the punishment should be or for the use of a mobile phone. What I can say is that the campaign of trying to get, I think everybody at some point in time has been guilty of it, to get electronic devices that can distract you from your attention to the road away from you is terribly important. Obviously, hands-free phones are, I think, a part and parcel like people listening to the radio. But, you know, we have to do more in that space. But I'm not going to start saying that we should be banning provisional drivers for a year. I think that there is already a penalty process in place, and I'm only too happy to speak to my other COAG ministers about what they believe is a good national approach to this.
Another idea the AMA has had is suggesting that if you drive for a living, like a courier driver or a taxi driver, you should have to fill out strict anti-fatigue logbooks, just like heavy truck drivers. What about that idea?
Do we include Uber drivers as well? Once more, it's a case of, I'm not going to start making proclamations from a motel in Gympie. I'm going to sit down with my other ministers from across the nation and work out what we believe is the proper process to continue to reduce the road toll. And 1,209 is 1,209 too many. It's down from where we were last year, I think at 1,295. But we've got to keep reducing the toll.
One thing that the federal government might be able to change is the tariffs that are placed on new imported cars. The Australian Automobile Association says they were put in place to protect the Australian car industry. It doesn't exist anymore. So the federal government could remove the tariffs and help make new cars, which are often safer, more affordable. Would you do that?
Well, that is an idea of merit, once more. That requires discussions of Cabinet and discussions of the Expenditure Review Committee, but it's something that I think obviously shows merit. And speaking to Lou O'Brien yesterday, who's in the parliamentary committee in the lower house that deals with this issue, about a person with 17 years' experience as a policeman and actually investigating traffic incidents yesterday, that's the reason I'm in Gympie, he was talking about being able to apply other devices to a car that actually makes them safer, such as screens that display on your windscreen that can give you warnings against how close you're getting to other cars. These things are becoming part and parcel of new vehicles as they get produced. What we're seeing in Australia is, you know, older cars are part of the car fleet that exists. I think there's about 80 million cars on the road. Obviously, the ones who've been there longer have a less likely to have all the safety additions of the more recent ones. As the more recent ones come out, as new cars come into play, you're going to see a lot of these safety devices and stock standards as part of them.
All right, let me ask you about something else. So you worried that the Alexander Downer revelations about the Trump campaign and Russia will hurt the relationship between Australia and the US?
No, I don't think they will.
Potential at all?
No, I think that what you see in any sort of robust relationship, and we have a very close relationship with the United States. We're part of the Five Eyes group with New Zealand, Canada, England and the United States, that we are making sure that information that flows backwards and forth is part and parcel of a robust relationship. I wouldn't be surprised if they did the same thing for us.
Do you agree with the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, who says people in Melbourne are scared to go out at restaurants at night because they're followed home by African street gangs?
Well, I can't vouch for whether people are scared, you know, because that would be assuming a knowledge and a discussion that I just haven't had with people. I haven't been hanging around restaurants to find out if people are scared walking home. What I can say is you have to be matter-of-fact with the description of a problem. And I've been very much encouraged by people of the Sudanese community who themselves are approaching issues within the Sudanese community and clearly pointing out, you know, the folly of people attacking, working against the Australian culture, which is the same culture that gave them freedom from sort of the outrageous process that's happening in South Sudan and the civil war that's happening there. And people within the community have usually the strongest voice of saying to other people within that community, look, Australia is an incredible country. You're incredibly blessed and lucky to live here. And the way to show respect for that is to abide by the laws of the nation. I don't think there's any merit in not identifying the problem for what it is, because that's ignoring any possibility of a solution. What I also say is sometimes the best solution comes from within the communities themselves.
A final question. A US company is moving a vessel in place to search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. Do you think the plane will ever be found?
Well, Malaysia has the lead on that. And, you know, I can understand how Malaysians are incredibly sort of driven by finding the wreckage. To be quite frank, some concerns as to whether it will be found. We've seen parts of the fuse, you know, parts of the wreckage washing up on beaches in Madagascar and other parts a long way away from the arc which we would presume to find it in, which, you know, might suggest that it broke up. But we knew that it flew for about 6 hours before the last communication to where we believe it crashed is about 6 hours. So we'd hope to find it, but as you know, they're still finding wrecks of ships now that they didn't know about hundreds of years ago.
All right, Barnaby Joyce, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you very much, Kim.
That's the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce.